Live Life Now. Live music again at Koerner Hall. That is the moniker being championed by the team at the Royal Conservatory. And Koerner, one of the world's most beautiful venues and an incomparable concert experience. Some of the highlights now that we are back to in-person and live-stream concerts, Angèle Dubois and La Pietà, as we just mentioned, Canadian pianist Stuart Goodyear making good on his postponed concert. Pianist Víkingur Ólafsson will finally be in Toronto. That's been a long time coming. Executive Director of Performing Arts, Mervan Mehta, joins us in studio. Mervan, you say, along with the safety protocols in place, for a good concert experience, live music is your booster.
Well, yeah, don't get me in trouble with the medical authorities. It's not medical advice, but
spiritual advice.
Spiritual advice.
I think that's absolutely true, though.
Sitting in a hall with like-minded people, hearing live music, you can't beat it. You go home with a smile on your face. You feel energized. You know, that's why live performance, whether it's theater or dance or opera or recitals or jazz or world music, it's been going on for, you know, millennia and millennia because it works.
It feeds the soul. It's funny, you know, I felt like I could sustain myself for a while. I got through lockdown one, lockdown two, and I think it was this last lockdown where I really felt like, gosh, I'd love to go see something. I'd love to be a part of something. Yeah. And I'm so glad we're able to do this again.
Well, as someone who spends, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week in the theater listening to music, believe me, I've missed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about some of the concerts happening this month, but I also want to point something out. Igor Levit at Carnegie Hall, Lisa Davidson, Leif Ove Andsnes performing in London last week, Yuja Wang performing at San Francisco with the Symphony Orchestra there last weekend. The Met has not shut down. You've been very vocal about lockdowns, suggesting that closing the doors at Koerner and venues like yours has not been the right move for the provincial government. Why can Paris, London, New York, and LA have performances, but here in Toronto, we just couldn't? Help people understand why you were so vocal about that over the last year.
It's not actually that I said, why can't we and they can?
Sure.
Because every city has a different situation, every province, every country. My bigger point is the government here has tended to be black and white. Close everything or open everything up. And We're seeing it again now. I said, if the venue is a seated venue where people are not mosh pitting, where people are not screaming and yelling and singing along, which for most of our concerts is the case, where people are not drinking, therefore not taking their mask off because we don't allow food and beverage in the theater, why can't there be a separate set of rules for us or for the Tarragon Theater, for instance, or for the Mervishes? We're not the Horseshoe. We're not the cinema. You need popcorn and Coke to survive. Yet in this province, all theaters have to be closed.
Right.
And now we have a situation where cinemas are open and they're going to be at 100% February 21st, where you can eat and drink and take off your mask. But concert halls and sports arenas can only be at 50% until March 14th.
Your point was we needed a more flexible set of rules and regulations. We needed to be bespoke to the various institutions and buildings that were a part of Ontario and Toronto.
We're smart people. We get it. We don't want to put anyone in harm's way. But let the venues prove that they're safe, like in other countries, and go on a case-by-case basis. We'll see if the government decides to have a more nuanced approach. And so far, they've proven that they don't.
Right.
I keep bitching. And, you know, we have a lot of other people, too, with the Canadian Live Music Association and others. And we keep making our point. And we'll see if anyone listens.
It was hard for me to sit here every day and look at other big cities, world-class cities like I think we are, and say, okay, so-and-so is at Carnegie, so-and-so is at the Symphony, and we weren't able to do it here. But we're going to focus on the positive and look what's happening at Koerner Hall coming up in the weeks to come. Classical offerings this month, there are so many. You're at 50% capacity, 100% satisfaction. I will guarantee that. Stuart Goodyear, I guess, starting things off just in a couple days, February 9th, and this has been a concert that was postponed, and we're glad to have it.
Postponed 4 times.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's
to your point.
Yeah, and it's not just Stuart. It's Stuart with 4 singers and the Mendelssohn Choir and the Penderecki Quartet. Each time we postponed it, we had to get all those calendars to align.
And he's got a new position with the Royal Conservatory
as well. In fact, when we booked it, he didn't have that position. So even better, he is our first ever artist in residence, which means he'll be playing, obviously, but he'll also be teaching. We're commissioning some new work for him for next year. And he's being kind of a spokesperson for all things conservatory for the next 3 years.
And the New York Times noting his last record was one of the must listens of late 2021, which was a nice get for him. And so February 9th. And I guess the idea, too, is that not only, you know, I would imagine some of these concerts are sold out with this 50% capacity, but you are live streaming.
Right, Stuart. In fact, you can't get a ticket because we are full at 50%. So we are live streaming. Thank you to all the artists who allowed that to happen. You go to our website, you can buy a live stream ticket, and the live stream will be up for 7 days after the concert.
Royal Conservatory Orchestra, February 11th.
Yeah, with great Tanya Miller, who's been with us many times as conductor. Nice to see a woman on the podium.
Always.
At least every year. More and more are coming up, so we're happy to promote those. And it's the first time the orchestra will be back, because not only do we have provincial regulations about the venues, but we also have provincial Ministry of Education regulations about schools and how schools operate.
Víkingur Ólafsson, February 24th. This has been a long time coming. I mean, he is one of our favorites. He continues to surprise with Mozart and contemporaries, with Debussy, Rameau last year, the Bach recordings, obviously, and it's just such a big get that he's finally here.
Finally. I'm so excited to hear him live. I've never heard him live. I've seen him on YouTube because he only kind of emerged, you know, through COVID. But this is another one that's been postponed twice.
Yeah, I mean, just one of the big Deutsche Grammophon artists, just incredible. Angèle Dubois and La Pieta. This is big for me because this is an ensemble that I talk about all the time, because they always have a record that's hovering in the top 20 on a classical chart here in Canada, in Quebec, certainly here at the New Classical FM. And this is part of your 21C festival. I have to say, around December, I wondered if this festival was still going to be happening. Well, it had to get canceled more or less last year. You must be excited that it's going forward.
Well, it's going forward not in January, obviously.
Right.
But we've spread it out. We haven't canceled anything. It's spread it out now through next December. The Kronos Quartet, who was supposed to do three nights, are coming in December. But Angèle and La Pieta, it's their 25th anniversary,
right,
believe it or not.
Yep.
So they've got a special program called L, E-L-L-E, the French.
Yeah. That's right. And that's going to be the name of the new record as well.
Exactly.
Which is coming out.
So quite a few female composers, but also it's all 21st century material. There's no, you know, Mendelssohn or Mozart in their repertoire this time around.
Always very modern. Yeah, always very contemporary.
I mean, just listen to some of these composers. Ludovico Einaudi.
Of course.
Carolyn Shaw, Rachel Portman, Olafur Arnolds, Jean-Michel Blais, Max Richter, Philip Glass, who's turning 85 today.
Yes, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, that's right. Or 2 days ago.
You know, it's an all-female string ensemble. Probably, I think, the biggest selling classical group in Canada.
Absolutely. The Quebec juggernauts.
Yeah.
And,
so we're thrilled to have them back.
And very prolific, too. They always put out a record every year or two.
You know, if we look from now until the end of our season, we've got Seongjin Cho coming back. We've got Ivo Pogorelich, a pianist who hasn't been seen in Toronto in probably 20 years, making his kind of comeback. I remember when Ivo first came out and he was the wunderkind then, and everyone was talking about it. He was like the bad boy of the piano. And now he's, I don't know if he's mellowed, but he's older, and he'll be coming back for his first ever recital with us.
A couple that stand out for me as well. Jeremy Dank, who's so often performing with Joshua Bell, but this time he'll be with Les Violons du Roi out of Quebec. You've also got Gauthier Capuçon, Jean-Yves Thibaudet coming up. Oh, and then, of course, Joshua Bell with Peter Dugan as well. So it's just stars. And we could not forget Sheku Kanamason and Aisata Kanamason, which has to be the get of the year, I would think.
I mean, a year waiting, but huge stars on the rise, top of every classical chart.
Pop charts.
Around the world, and both of them.
Yeah.
Sheku as the cellist and Aisata, his sister, as the pianist. Solo careers, duo careers, orchestral careers. It's pretty fascinating to see the classical community embrace them.
I think the New Yorker said it was one of the most exciting concerts of either, I think it was of 2020, because there was a few concerts that happened that year, and it was just, it's thrilling. So it's just really exciting that we're having
I can't wait to meet them again. You know, I haven't been able to travel and hang out with these people yet. Can I mention one other
one that's really
exciting for me is the Galilee Chamber Orchestra that are coming from Nazareth, Israel. So this is the only orchestra in Israel that's half Palestinian and half Jewish Israeli. Given what's going on in that part of the world, given what just came out with Amnesty International today, it's going to be a really monumental concert for us. It's conducted by Salim Abu Dashkar, who's also a pianist. The soloist will be actually Jackie Parker, John Kimura Parker, playing Mozart Piano Concerto 21. We'll have a symposium before the concert about art and music in zones of conflict. Dr. Iseline Aboulaish, the Gaza doctor, will be on the panel. Miriam Hassan Toller will be on the panel. A musician from the orchestra will be on the panel.
That is a special performance. And remind us of the dates on that.
Monday, March 21st, because they're only doing two concerts on their trip from Nazareth, Carnegie Hall and Kerner Hall. So we took the Monday.
A couple things I want to mention. People are starting to buy seats again, which is fantastic. You can also watch live royalconservatory.live. And you're going to see your old man perform in Montreal this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, my dad, 85, God bless him, just arrived yesterday in Montreal. Unfortunately, Quebec is still locked down until the 7th. So on the 5th, when he's doing his concert, it'll be friends and family, you know, like eight people in the house with the Brahms Symphony and his old band, the Montreal Symphony.
Oh, the great Zubin Mehta, and nice to see your dad because it's been a while.
I haven't seen him in 2.5 years.
It's incredible. Yeah. That is the life we are living. We are going forward with Kerner Hall, rcmusic.com/performance for subscription tickets. The number to call, 416-408-0208, in person at the box office. Of course, Kerner Hall, Royal Conservatory Executive Director for Performing Arts, Mervan Mehta. We want you to stay open. Please do.
Oh, God bless you. We're desperate to stay open.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.